Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello and welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. I am so grateful to you for taking the time out to be here with me today, my friends. Let me know that you are here in the chat. If you're live, if you're listening to the podcast, give me a review and a like. I really, really do appreciate it. Make sure you follow me and subscribe. It really just helps things out a lot for me. So today I want to talk to you about something that I'm really just, my head is really engrossed in. I am less than 2 weeks away from my TED Talk, the one that I'll actually be on stage. My first one was virtual. This time I'm going to be standing on that red dot and I'm a little nervous, not going to pretend like I'm not. It is a little bit nerve-wracking, but because my mind is just so in this talk right now and I'm just so absorbed in it, it really got me thinking. What I'm speaking about is so incredibly important. And a lot of it has to do with the work I do here at Childcare Business Professionals and the work I do to help people. There's so many things I want to do. And of course, everything at the center of is the child, right? The children. My mission on this earth is to bring love, nurturing, and the highest quality education and care to as many children as possible. But God's also given me a heart to help people, just to be there and to help, to lift people up and to help people achieve their dreams. Lately, I've been finding that I really help people just achieve dreams, period, not just in childcare, not just in the ECE field, but just how do you find what that dream is? Why are you here? And God has really given me a gift in this area that I've been really leaning into. And my first TED Talk was all about early childhood education, but the second one is really about becoming you and doing what you need to do for you to stand up on your own. And there's a subject I want to take out of it. This isn't what the entire talk is, but there's a theme that's in this talk that I really want to take out that actually is very true for early childhood education. In early childhood, we know that children are forming autonomy, right? We know, for those of you who don't know, autonomy is how you learn self-government. It's how you control yourself or your life. Or people with high autonomy usually feel less helpless in life. They have more joyful lives because they are independent. They know themselves. They take control and they take charge, right? So autonomy is formed in the first 5 years of life. And it's one of the very most important things that we are teaching. So I want you to ask yourself, when you were that age, how was autonomy formed in you? Was it? Or is it something that you're really struggling with? See, society creates these rules for us, right? And it really got me thinking as I was practicing and rehearsing my TED Talk about these rules. This is a small snippet of what I talk about. And I don't really even talk about autonomy, even though autonomy is really the elephant in the room during my entire speech. But we really take that away from people. We all do it. I did it to my own son. And it's a big part of what I talk about on the TED stage, or I will be talking about. It's when people put labels on you, when they tell you that you have to be this person. And as a small child, we unwittingly hear these stories and we become what they are. People put labels on us and we become those labels. We automatically think them as true. And I'll give you an extreme example, but still an example. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 3 years old, 7 years old, early child, just even as a child, these things happen to you, right? So when I was little, my mom told me the story over and over again about my birth. And she told me that when I was born, I had the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck a couple times. So I had, they assumed that I had like some, there was also like, I can't remember. It was very complicated though. There was definite issues with my umbilical cord. They didn't know how long I had been there. So they were afraid that there could be something wrong with me cognitively. They thought maybe I could have had malnutrition, lack of oxygen, a lot of different things is what I was told as I was growing up. And so when I went into the first grade, I was separated from the other children. I was considered slow. And my teacher literally took me and another little boy, and they separated us out from the rest of the children. My mom, I can remember so clearly going in and saying, oh, well, yes, we knew something was wrong with her because she had the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck. So we knew something was wrong. My entire childhood, I was told something was wrong with me, but I was daydreaming. I was daydreaming. Now, today, I know that I have ADHD and I have other issues. Then I was told I was slow. I just wasn't smart enough. I could do the work, but nobody bothered to ask or to see who I really, truly was. They just assumed that because my mom told these stories, that's just who I am. But even worse than that, I assumed it too. I assumed that I just wasn't smart and that there was something wrong with me and that I could just never be what I really wanted to be. It wasn't until my junior year in high school that I realized that maybe I'm not so dumb after all. And I know for people who are close to me today, hearing this is going to be a shocker because one of the things I pride myself the most on is how intelligent I am. It is something I'm extremely proud of. And I now know part of the reason I'm so proud of that is because of my childhood wounding. I was so wounded by the fact that I was told I was slow, that in fact I was treated like I was stupid. And I was told that it's okay. You're just not as smart as the other children. It's okay. We'll figure out ways for you to adapt. I really thought I just was stupid. I thought I wasn't smart enough, that there was something wrong with me. And I had accepted that. My junior year of high school, my husband, I was actually dating my husband. He wasn't my husband yet. I was only 17, so we weren't married yet, but I was already dating him. And he told me, man, you're one of the smartest people I've ever met. And I just laughed. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm dumb. And he was shocked to know that I actually saw myself as dumb. So he said something that really changed my life. He told me, he said, look at the people around you. Compare yourself. That's all you need to do. And you're going to see that you're not dumb at all. And so I did. And I realized, he's right. I'm actually not dumb. And then a couple years later, I went to college. And as I really started to apply myself and I learned how to self-treat the issues I had with ADHD and I would later find out that I have narcolepsy and some other issues, I started realizing I'm actually pretty smart. So that was a paradigm that I believed. It was actually a fallacy, right? A fallacy is a false belief that you may believe about you. And our parents and our teachers and the people who love us unknowingly put these labels on us. And we believe them and we become them. Luckily for me, there was a lot of labels put on me. But thank God I challenged them. And I didn't accept them. There was many, many. And I chose not to accept them. And I am the woman I am today because I didn't believe what someone told me I was. But what do you believe? What paradigm has been put on you that you believe with all your heart? Man, I just can't get organized. I'm just not one of those people. Or I'm horrible with money. I'm just horrible with money. I can't keep it together with money. What happens is these become self-fulfilling prophecies. We make them real. We actually make them real. We fulfill what we think we are. So the people who love us put these labels on us, thinking they're helping, but in turn, we internalize them and it becomes who we are. And I want to tell you, that is not who you are. It is not. So what false paradigms are either causing you to not go after your dreams, or they're causing you to self-sabotage? Some of you already own businesses, right? You're already there, but you are self-sabotaging because you believe something about yourself that isn't true. Somewhere inside of you, you think you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're terrible with money, you can't manage people, you can't manage your time, you're never going to get organized enough to do this. You can't stand up to your staff. Parents can walk all over you. And you've convinced yourself that all of this is true. I'm here to tell you it's not. And you are worth your dreams. You're worth every one of your dreams. I also want to caution you and tell you that don't get mad at your parents or anybody, because we all do it. I guarantee if you're a parent, you've done it to your child. I actually caught myself a year ago, last weekend, doing it to my son. See, my son came to me for his 18th birthday and he said, "Mom, I have a strange request for my birthday. I want my birthday present, but you might think it's kind of weird." So I was like, "Okay, what is it?" "I want you to buy me my business licenses so I can start my business." I was like, "That's not weird. You were raised by an entrepreneur. I mean, have you met me? Come on, you're my kid. Why would you think that's weird?" And so I did it. I didn't really question enough at the time. And I did it. And I did it anyway. And he came to me and said, "Mom, I'm not going to college. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And I don't think that college is for me." And he said, "And don't freak out, Mom, because, you know, I have time to use my scholarships and I have this, this, and this." And he had this whole speech planned out for me so that I wouldn't freak out that he's not going to college. And I did. I thought, "No, no, 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 no. You are going to college, young man. Your brother went to college. You are going to college. You have to go to college." And then I had to stop myself. I have brought my children up telling them not to follow the rules that society has forced on them, not to believe what anybody tells them and to question everything, not to allow people to put labels on them, even if it's me, even if it was their dad. I told them, question everyone and everything that tells you you have to be something. Because the only person and the only place in this world that is going to know who you are and what you need to be is here in your heart. I don't want to cover up my microphone. I recently came out of a season of my life where I found that I had completely disconnected from my heart and I was so stuck in my head. And so now I realize that not only do we have to not listen to the people who are telling us, "You need to do that," or you can't, or "You need to," or "This is who you are." We need to stop listening to society's unspoken rules that you have to start at the bottom and work your way up, that you have to have money before you start something, right? I've started businesses on $0. This business right here that I'm bringing to you on this, I had no money to start it. I could have, but I chose to start with nothing. Would I later invest in it? Yes. But when I started it, I had nothing. There is so much you can do. But you have to look at other opportunities. It is absolutely essential. So again, what paradigms are you believing about you that are not true? What dreams are you not going after that you so deserve? right now my passion and this season, every year it feels like God's calling me to something different. And this year my calling is to help more people who are going to do what is best for children and to give them their love and their affection to help them open child care centers. That is where my heart is right now. And of course, I'm always helping owners who need to build theirs and to really just make it the best possible place for them, to help them with the stress. That is in place. It is my day-to-day job. But my new passion project is helping new owners. And I think this is why. Watching my son in the last year build his business to, by the way, a business that he is completely now fine. He doesn't need a job. He's actually making enough money to support himself at 19 years old. My son turned 19 on Saturday, and he has already proven to me that society rules do not need to be followed at 19. And I just wonder, at my age, man, what is that boy going to do? When at 19, he's already proven that you don't have to follow these unspoken rules that everybody tells you that even I told him he had to follow. And I love him with all my heart. We all do it to somebody. But my passion is to help those of you who want to start a business, who want to do something bigger, who know that you're called, you know it's there in your heart. And I want to help those of you who are already there, who have your big dream, but you might be watching it slip away. And you may not even know that you're self-sabotaging. Now, if in your heart you felt something just now when I said that, if in your heart that just got you, my business coach, Tony Childs, says something that really got to me once. He said, you know something is true when it bothers you. A lot of times we want to deny it, right? But when it hits you in the heart, that's when you know it's true. Your mind might tell you, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm not self-sabotaging. But if it made you angry, there's some truth in there. There is truth in there. That was a very hard pill for me to swallow. The fact that this thing hurt my feelings or made me angry, there might be some truth. Sometimes not. Sometimes people are just mean. They are. But knowing when you're just being defensive over something that is true and knowing when somebody is truly just wronging you and you are right to be angry is very important. So if you felt a ping in your heart just now when I said that your struggles might be due to self-sabotage, or maybe they're just because you just don't know, reach out to one of my team members. They're here in the chat as always. That is what we are here for. This is why I created this company. My team members, let the world out there know that you're there. We would love to come alongside you and help you. That is what my passion is for. So one of the things that we're doing is I'm hosting a summit for you, or a free workshop for people who want to really just excel in their child care center or open their child care center for the first time. And many of you know, I am a child care business coach. It's what I do. I teach. I'm also a certified life coach. So I kind of combine the two to help people be ultimately successful. And it always blows my mind because people ask, like, how much does it cost? What is it worth? And I think to myself, how much is your car? I'm sorry. My Google just talked to us. But I will ask people and look at your car that you may not have 5 years from now, yet you're willing to invest more money in your vehicle than you are in your future, in you. It is mind-blowing to me, absolutely mind-blowing. So this that we'll be doing is actually free. It's the six-figure child care center playbook. That is 100% free. I do like to give back to the ECE community every now and then. So I basically will give you some great tips and tools during this time to use to really help you be a successful child care center owner. This is great if you already own a business Probably if you own for like under 2 years, or if you want to start a childcare center. If it is your dream to be a business owner, maybe you're in an MLM and you just want something a little bit more business, right? Like a brick and mortar. Maybe you're a home provider and you dream of having your own center. This is 100% for you as well. So I want you to ask yourself, how much is your dream worth? And now I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your time. Is your dream worth putting the time into a free workshop? Is your future, is the life you're living 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, worth your time and energy? I hope you said yes, because it is. You are worth it. Book the time in your calendar and be there. The last thing I want to mention is I'm actually going to be in the Tampa area hosting a training on May 1st. So if you are in the Tampa area or within driving distance, I would love to meet you in person. Again, get with my team. They can let you know how to meet me, how to come to my training. I spoke on Fierce Leadership at Summit last year. It was my keynote speech. And I have been asked so many times to elaborate and to go deeper in it that I've actually constructed an entire workshop on becoming a fierce leader. The leader, the type of leader that people want to follow, the type of leader who is relentless at doing what is best for their staff, for their business, and for you. So if that is something that resonates with you as well, let my team know. We would love to see you in Tampa. What I want to do and what my goal is for these events on Fierce Leadership is I want to actually host many small events. That is my goal right now. Small events with about 30 people, because I want to be able to connect with you. I want to be able to sit down and work with you guys. When I teach in front of 300 people, it's so hard because I don't ever really get to have that community and connection. So I told my team that this year we're going to go out and I'm going to put myself out there and we're going to do at least 6 events throughout the country that will really connect us and bring me in the room with like 30 people at a time so we can work together, network together, and brainstorm together. I want you to be able to talk to me and work with me. So that Tampa is the first time we're doing this. I'm super excited for my Florida people. So I hope that you can join me. And if you would like to host one of these events on Fierce Leadership, please let my team know. I am open to filling my calendar this year. I have so many months of my calendar already filled this year, but I am willing to go to one event a month. And I think I actually have my calendar here so I could even tell you guys what dates I have available. I do actually have May available, but I would like to stay closer to home because I'm going to be in Florida in April, in June I'll be in Texas, in July I'll be in New York, September I'll be in Michigan. So I do have October available as well. So I do have October available. August is questionable. I'm hoping so that is available. So reach out to my team. I would love to host a Fierce Leadership event near you. And if you're close by to the Reno, Nevada area, I'm sure I can make it work if one of those other months are not available. I know right now, though, April and June are very booked for me, and July. Those are extremely booked. So those are probably out of the question. But let me know. I would love to come meet with more of you live. So if this resonated with you guys, again, reach out. Get the help now while you have that ping in your heart. I hope everybody has a beautiful week, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.